Well, look at this. So you actually did decide to show up. I'm quite surprised, actually. I didn't think that you would show. Yes, I have been informed. The Queen and Kelrea have told me about you already. They said something along the lines of you had an enduring aura of idiocy, diving headfirst into things with blind confidence. Yes, that is exactly what they said. Unfortunately, though, they said it in a good way. They seem to be quite fond of you, at least for some reason. Kelrea, definitely. The Queen, I'm not so sure. I mean, you must obviously interest her, otherwise she wouldn't have devised this crazy plan. But with her, it's always hard to tell her motives. Listen, adventurer, I don't know much more than you do. All I was asked to do was to let you take me on a date and to see if you have potential. I'm not keen on the idea of going on a date with a puny human like you, of course, but I can see some benefits to this arrangement. For me, at least. Curious. You even chose to have our date at the Okhok Training Center. I mean, I know this place like the back of my hand. I've trained here my whole life, you see. All the best orc warriors come here. Okay. Your physique may look somewhat impressive, but I tower over you. I could break you like a toothpick if I wanted to. You would absolutely have no chance against me in battle. Wait, is that why you brought me here? To impress the queen by defeating me in combat? Oh my, I pride myself on being one of the best warriors in Zedan. An untrained human adventurer could never defeat me in battle. I mean, admit it, I'm impressive, aren't I? My body looks like it was chiseled out of marble. Try not to be too intimidated by my stature. There is no point in denying it. I mean, you might as well just admit that you are intimidated by me. I mean, it wouldn't be anything I haven't already heard before. Well, if you really aren't intimidated by me, then how about we make use of these facilities and see if you can back up your words? Yeah, there is armor and weapons and everything we need to have a good old battle. Oh, don't tell me you're backtracking already. Okay, fine. If it makes you feel any better, we won't use any swords, only blunt weapons. However, you should still expect to feel quite a lot of pain. I mean, I have a lot of power behind my swings, you know. You're still here, I see. Oh, there's that blind confidence again. Ugh, you can call it bravery all you want, but I don't see it that way. I mean, do you actually think you can defeat me? I am not the average goblin or dragon you may have slain before. I was bred for battle. I was leading armies into battle when I was in my mid-teens. There is absolutely no way you could ever better me. Now tell me, was this your idea from the beginning? Bait me into challenging you to a battle, Hopelessly attempting to impress the Demon Queen? Because I hate to say it, but your idea has worked. You have successfully baited me. However, oh, it's going to backfire massively on you. All right, enough of that chatter. Get your armor on and grab a weapon. I'm gonna take this bat. It's got a lot of dents in it, but that's no matter. I can definitely do some damage with this thing. Oh, whoa there. Is that club not a little too big for you? Not sure that was a smart choice. I mean, are you even gonna be able to wield that thing? If you insist, but your maneuverability is going to severely be hindered. Oh, I'm going to enjoy using you for target practice. Well, if you finish armoring up, meet me in the middle and our battle shall commence. You know, I'd love to use some sort of cliche, but I really don't see this battle being even close. So, let's just get this started, shall we? A little blood. I'm not done with you just yet. I underestimated you. I concede. You have defeated me. The shame is unbearable. I'm fine. It's just a little blood, that's all. I only need to be bandaged up. Then I'll be good as new. Well, from the outside at least. Trust me, I've been in much worse condition than this, so don't flatter yourself. You aren't that powerful. What? You want to clean my wounds for me? Ugh, I mean, that is quite noble of you, but I can't tell if you're trying to pity me or not. Or maybe you're trying to assert dominance over me? Well, if you're certain that there are no ulterior motives, then I might as well accept this as an act of goodwill. However, you are the one that did the damage to me, so it's only right that you see to my injuries. Ugh, you take everything too seriously, adventurer. I know that I started it. I'm only playing with you. This date has been even stranger than I thought it would be. I really didn't think the day would end up going like this. Sneaking into the bathroom of the training center to get my wounds washed up and bandaged. After losing to you, nonetheless. Don't look so smug. I'll go out there and grab a sword and wipe that smile right off your face. So don't push your luck, human. You may have defeated me in battle, but I am not so easy to swoon. I mean, it's no secret that your ultimate goal is to pleasure me. Without my word of approval, the queen will likely not consider you as a worthy prospect. I can only assume that you were very successful with Kilrea, judging by what she told me, that is. But unfortunately for you, I am a lot more demanding in what I expect. But, I guess, as a sign of respect, I shall make things easier for you and let you attempt to pleasure me. Hey there, before you get too excited, there is one very important dynamic that we will be adhering to. I am the one in charge here. Do you understand me? You will be pleasing me, not the other way around. Every single thing you do will be to pleasure me. And to fulfill all of my needs. Any pleasure you end up feeling will just be a fortunate bonus for you. I love submissive human men. Oh, don't look at me like that. You should feel honored. You get to see my body, the body of a goddess. I'll remove my clothes and let you just marvel at the wonder. Not so loudmouth now, are you? Are you that stunned by me? I'm just as beautiful as I am deadly. I'm absolutely glorious, aren't I? You want what? In the shower? Okay, sure. I like the sound of that. Take off your clothes, then. I want to see more of what you have to offer. Oh, yeah. That will definitely do the trick. Oh, I am going to enjoy this. Right, follow me. Get in here now. Don't keep me waiting. You've already angered me enough today. I bet you think you're so tough just because you defeated me in battle, but I'm in charge now. Do you understand? You're going to do exactly what I want. Tell me you understand. Good boy. Now, get on your knees for me. Do you like the view from down there? Well, I don't care either way. Your only purpose right now is to pleasure your goddess. You really do love my abs, don't you? I didn't even need to tell you to worship them, and you are on your knees already running your hands all over them. Kiss them then. Kiss my abs. Show your goddess how much you appreciate her. I can't believe you're doing this. Good boy. Oh, worship your goddess's muscular body. Oh, I'm so glad you know your place. It makes things so much easier. Oh, yeah. Good boy. Now kiss down lower for me. Oh, don't even need to be told what to do, huh? Oh, you just know exactly what your goddess likes. Oh, good boy. Oh, you're so obedient. Make your goddess feel good. Yes, come on. Oh, come on. I love having my clit licked and sucked like that. And you like the way I taste human. Good boy. Oh, you know to answer to all my questions without stopping. Oh, I don't want you to stop until I come. In fact, I'm gonna push your head down. Take a deep breath and indulge your goddess's perfect pussy. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, that's right. Eat this pussy. Taste your goddess's juices. Oh, enjoy the taste of this sweet, sweet nectar. Yes. I love hearing that sloppy, wet sounds my pussy's making. As you eat me out. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're making your goddess feel so good. Yeah, be a good boy. Oh, let me fuck your tongue into my pussy. Good fucking boy. Fuck your goddess's pussy with your tongue. Eat this pussy up. Oh, you're doing such a good job. You're gonna make me come. Just keep fucking my pussy with your tongue like that. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Take it. Take it. I'm gonna come all over your face. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. fuck. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, you can be so very obedient when you want to be, huh? I will allow you some time to recover and catch your breath. No, we aren't done just yet. It would be a real waste to not make use of that dick of yours. I gotta milk as much pleasure out of you as I can. Don't look so worried. It will be pleasurable for you as well, I promise. I can tell that you enjoyed eating my pussy anyway, so this will just be another pleasurable experience for you. Right. Instead of asking more questions, how about you just get on the floor over there? Yes, the shower floor. It's clean, isn't it? Uncomfortable? No, it doesn't look uncomfortable to me. How about you get on the floor and test it out? Okay, well, this isn't really up for debate regardless, so just get on the floor. I want to ride that dick of yours. Don't make me ask you again. Good boy. You look comfortable enough down there to me. Oh, do you want me to turn the shower off? You seem to be getting quite drenched by that shower head. Is this better? Good. Now it's time for me to enjoy that dick. I didn't want to inflate your ego by telling you this earlier, but Kilrea had really positive things to say about this dick. And if there's anyone that knows something about good dick, it's Kilrea. So I need to test this out for myself. All you need to do is be a good boy and just lie there, and I'll use that dick to pleasure myself. Fuck. Kilrea was right. This dick is amazing. Shut up. The only thing I want to hear from you is your moans. Right. I'm going to go faster now. Shit. Oh, yeah. You're the best fucking fuck toy ever, aren't you? So good. Oh, your dick feels so fucking good. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Hitting so deep inside my pussy. Yeah. Keep thrusting up, human. Fuck into my pussy as I slam my fat ass down on this dick. Yeah, chicken. Take this pussy. Take this fucking pussy. I want to hear you moan. Yes, moan for your goddess. Moan for your goddess's tart pussy right now. I want to hear how much you want it. Oh, good boy. Such an obedient fuck toy you are. Take it. Take it. Take it. I'm gonna fucking come. I'm gonna fucking come. Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Make your goddess come. Oh, fucking make your goddess come right now. Yeah. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're still thrusting up in me? Do I let you come? Oh, you were doing such a good job at being compliant with my demands. Maybe if you beg, I'll put it back inside and let you finish. As a sign of my gratitude. No. Now, how could I say no to a face like that? Oh, I bet you never thought orc pussy could feel this good, huh? You look so desperate for the feeling of my pussy around your dick again. Okay, I'm gonna let you put it back inside and let you fuck up into me. But tell me when you're close, okay? So I have time to get off. I'll let you spray your big load all over these abs you love so much. Oh, yeah. Oh, good boy. Oh, yeah. I want you to come. Come for your goddess. Oh, come from the pleasure that your goddess's pussy brings you. Yeah, yeah, get a good grip on my hips and fuck up as hard as you can. Yeah, yeah. Pound this fucking perfect pussy. You're close. Come for your goddess then. Oh, yeah. Stroke that dick and spray your load all over my stomach. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at that cum shot. Damn, adventure. Oh, that is an impressive display. I thought that Kelrea would have completely drained you, but clearly not. Seriously impressive. Well, let's get cleaned up and then you can get your ass on your way. You are indeed worthy, adventurer, and I'll make sure to notify the queen. You fuck better than any man I've had before. Possibly the best I'll ever have. Such obedience deserves to be rewarded. I really hope that we can do this again sometime.